Teresa Dlamini's garden is thriving. Under this lid, sunk up to its neck into the ground, is one of several clay pots irrigating her tomatoes. This alternative way of growing food is ideal for Zimbabwe, a country prone to drought, and where people don't get regular supplies of piped water from the council.
Even when there is no water, my vegetables are always green. It's been days without water here, but the clay pots are always watering my tomatoes.
Using clay pots to water crops is not a new farming technique. It's used in other parts of the world, and now it's gaining traction in Zimbabwe.
The clay pots have some small, tiny, invisible pores that are used for water seeping. The water that is inside the clay, it seeps around the crops at a radius of 40 centimeters. So the plants around the radius of 40 centimeters gets the water.
Rising food prices, higher fuel costs, and inflation at 285% in August means many families are battling.
Zimbabwe's government plans to distribute food aid to more than 2 million vulnerable families from October. That number is expected to go up next year. It's not just rural households. People in urban areas are also going hungry.
Underprivileged communities often run out of food in October, the driest period before the rainy season. The UN also plans to assist.
Urban hunger is something that we have started to see more during the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's something that is fairly new. As you know, the World Food Programme used to work mainly in the rural areas. But now we have started to see some pockets in cities and towns where there is urban hunger.
The clay pots cost $5 each. Buying in bulk can be expensive, so communities also use plastic bottles with holes poked into them. They work just as well. For some families in urban areas, these water-saving techniques are a lifeline, helping them grow food for themselves and sometimes a little extra to sell. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Chigutu, Zimbabwe.